Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
A big conversation that we're unpacking here tonight on Kaya Biz. As you would know, we've had several CEOs, even representatives of the National Gambling Board of South Africa, give us some clarity and context around the growth that we've witnessed within online gambling in the country. This is largely related to it being a 1.5 trillion rand growth and sector in terms of its involvement in the economy. And most importantly, has raised some red flags in terms of the levels of abuse, misuse, and that does lead to unforeseen consequences for many South Africans, either leading to further financial strain, in the worst case scenario, even seeing South Africans take their lives on the back of mental health concerns and frustrations that come from a gambling addiction. National Treasury, though, is trying to add its voice to shifting the behavior and, of course, curbing just the rapid growth that we see in online gambling, largely because of the negative consequences that are associated with it. To tell us more about some of the proposals that have been made, we're joined by Mr. Mpho Legote, Director for VAT and Substantial Tax at National Treasury. Mr. Legote, thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you so much for your time.
Good evening, and thank you very much for inviting us.
Excited to speak to you about this one because, first and foremost, I think it helps us understand the positioning of National Treasury as a key participant in shifting policy, sharing recommendations, but also soliciting public opinion. Maybe let's just start there. National Treasury's view on online gambling and what has led to this proposed 20% national tax. Give us an understanding just in terms of your participation.
Okay, thank you very much for that question. As you have indicated earlier in your introduction, we have seen this substantial growth in the online gambling, which has over the years replaced what would be considered traditional way of gambling, which is your premises-based gambling. So with online gambling, it means therefore then consumers have access to gambling almost anywhere at any time. And that comes with its own problems around problem gambling and addiction to gambling. And that's why then we have decided as Treasury to make a policy intervention in this area, because we have seen this substantial growth and also the social ills that come with addiction to gambling and specifically online gambling. Mm.
There has been a rapid level of growth that we do see in online gambling. And maybe as we take a look at the current tax structure, maybe give us an overview of that, given that a lot of these online gambling platforms are international businesses that operate in the country. And then from there, we can talk about the proposed 20% national online gambling tax that has been mentioned by National Treasury. But what is the current status quo? Are these companies paying tax at all?
Well, currently, the online betting companies that are there are South Africans that would have been licensed by the provincial gambling board, mm-hmm, to provide those betting services. Currently, the legislation doesn't allow for interactive gambling and also the offshore gambling providers to be providing gambling services to South Africans. Mm-hmm. So the legislation prohibits that. So the focus here is on online betting that is currently licensed, which will be South Africans that are licensed with the provincial gambling authorities. Therefore, the proposal focuses on the gross gambling revenue that is generated from online betting, which currently, in terms of the taxation structure for the provincial gambling authorities, is that the licensed gambling operators, mm-hmm, are licensed with the provinces, and they pay gambling taxes on their gross gambling revenue with the provinces. That will be mainly your premises based gambling activities like your casinos,
gotcha,
and the likes. But there are those that are also licensed for providing online betting, which also they pay taxes to the provincial authorities. So what we are proposing is a national gambling tax on top of what the provincial gambling authorities are taxing the online gambling operators.
Got you. And maybe if I can
Currently,
come in there, Mr. Lekgotla, I guess this is just for clarity to say that currently the national coffers, National Treasury, doesn't necessarily receive any tax. Sorry, not National Treasury, but SARS only receives tax revenue from the provincial structures then where these operators are licensed. But now we're looking to broaden that scope to make it national. Is my understanding correct?
the provinces are the ones that are receiving the revenues that come from the gambling activities. And what you are saying is that now, because we are specifically focusing on online gambling, we are proposing a national a gambling tax that will be on top of the current provincial gambling taxes that are applied. Because if you look at the taxes that are currently applied, I mean, they range from about 6 to about 9%. So we are proposing a 20% a tax on gross gambling revenue on online betting. And also we are looking at those that are offshore, that we use the mechanisms that are provided for in the legislation through the South African Reserve Bank and the banks to make sure that those that are not licensed are not allowed to operate in South Africa.
This is important, and I believe we also need to get clarity on if there are any current operators that are illegally operating within the South African structures. Do we have an understanding of that at all?
Yes, I mean, when you go online, you'll be able to see that there are a lot of providers that are providing those services to South Africans, but those are illegal, as the legislation doesn't provide for offshore providers to be providing those services to South Africans. So we are looking at strengthening the legislation and enforcement around making sure that those offshore and unlicensed providers are not able to provide those services to South Africans.
Got you. I do understand that markets like New Zealand and the UK have similar structures in terms of taxes, nationally on online gambling. Has this also played an influence into the approach that National Treasury is taking? In other words, what informed this particular proposal?
Well, the proposal is informed by the problems that arises out of this online gambling and the growth of online gambling and the problems that you have alluded to earlier in your introduction. And again, the issue around that this activity being an online activity, it is best dealt with at a national level, because you are dealing with an online which transcends the provincial boundaries. So I think in terms of dealing with it from an enforcement point of view, it would be better dealt with at a national level, but also looking at how we can reduce the prevalence and the this growth and the problems that are associated with online gambling.
From what I do understand, this is a proposal that has been made by National Treasury. You are seeking public feedback, but key stakeholders, such as the South African Gambling Board, if I'm not mistaken, they've come forward to actually bemoan and raise frustrations around this proposed tax. They say it won't actually solve the burden of the gambling challenge we have in South Africa, and allude to the fact that this will likely double their tax burden in terms of their revenues. Do you have a response to this?
Yeah, I mean, we have provided this discussion paper for public comments, and anybody that has any issues or want to provide an input, we have provided a platform where they can air their views and provide us with written comments, and we will look at all those inputs and look at what then will the impact be of our proposal, and if there are any other sort of ideas around how we can do this better, we welcome those inputs. And then again, I must just stress that we understand from National Treasury that a tax instrument can be a blunt instrument, that meaning that it doesn't solve all the problems. So in all the cases, we look at what are other measures that can be used to complement a tax instrument, because we don't take the tax instrument as a silver bullet to solve all socio-economic problems that are related to gambling. But it is an important instrument that sends a signal around the problems around online gambling and the growth of online gambling and the social problems that comes with it.
At times, higher taxes equates to operators increasing their costs and passing them on to consumers. Is there, I guess, any consideration as to how the higher taxes, if they are proposed, might then have a ripple effect and downstream effect on the consumers and users of online gambling platforms?
Actually, that is the intention, that when you increase the cost of this activity, you want to reduce the activity itself so that a lot of it doesn't become more accessible to people. Because I think that's what this also what is con what contributes to the rise of this activity that is easily accessible, and you want to make it costly to engage in this activity so that you reduce the activity itself.
Got you. Mr. Lekhotepi, I guess as we prepare to close off, this is a recommendation that was shared earlier this week by National Treasury. What are the time frames in which you are soliciting public opinion, and what are the steps that will follow from there?
Basically, we have given the public up until the 30th of January 2026 to provide us comments, and they can send those comments to gamblingtax@treasury.gov.za. And from there, we will look at the inputs that are provided, and we'll probably then call a workshop where we engage all the stakeholders that would have provided us with comments before we can take this proposal forward to consider what the public is saying around our proposal.
And just for clarity, a lot of South Africans have been confused that this tax is on their winnings, but this is directed at the operators, the online
Yes.
gambling promoters.
Yes. This tax is based on the operators. There is a separate legislation in the Income Tax Act that deals with the winnings, and there's a separate treatment of how the winnings from the gamblers are treated. But mainly, it is more about looking at whether that gambling activity is taken as an income generation for the gambler that it is treated in that way. But if it's just general winning once in a while, that kind of an activity, there is a separate treatment which is not similar to somebody who is gambling as a source of income.
So no additional taxes for actual online gamblers or users of these platforms should they have increased winnings.
No. They will use the current provisions in the income tax to deal with the incomes from the gamblers' side. But in
Perfect.
terms of the operators, we are proposing a 20% on the gross gambling revenue.
Perfect. Mr. Lekhotla, it's been such a pleasure engaging with you, sir. We look forward to the robust conversations that will come about from this. So far, we know that it is a topic that has many South Africans really enamored and engaged in terms of the consequences, the outcomes, managing the profitability, but also the people that are involved within the realm of online gambling. Thank you so much again for your time. That's Mr. Mpho Lekhotla, Director for VAT and Subnational Tax at National Treasury.
Thank you very much.
Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.